Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Montana News and Agriculture. Well, as you may have heard, the Supreme Court on Friday struck down the Chevron deference, which is good news for American farmers and ranchers. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the most important takeaway from the case is a restored balance of power at the federal level.
The key is that agencies will no longer be able to say how much power they have. What previously happened is courts would defer agencies for an agency's interpretation of its power. And after this decision, courts will now be the ones to decide that, not agencies themselves.
He also says this decision starts a new legal precedent for a broad swath of government agency regulations.
So many regulations that we believe that whether it's USDA, EPA, labor, push the bounds of what Congress intended. And this will force those agencies to really evaluate how much authority they have to regulate and allow us to challenge them when they've gone too far.
Cushman added that American Farm Bureau Federation has been involved with this case for many years.
In this case, we led an industry coalition on this. We filed a brief that looked a whole lot like the court's final decision. The court more or less did everything we said they should do, the same reasons we said they should.
In addition to American Farm Bureau Federation's involvement with this case, well, there's been other ag groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and they've had an integral role of reversing this course. When we come back from the break, we'll hear from NCBA and get their thoughts on what this could mean for agriculture.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth generational Montanan rancher. I represent a lot of what ranchers' wives are, where they marry into the family. I came from a ranch, so I know what ranching is. But at the same time, every ranch is different. There is a very sharp learning curve coming into an established ranch since the 1930s, and the expectations of that is just absolutely overwhelming. As a ranch woman, you're not always in the spotlight, but you're definitely the backbone, and you're lonely. It's very lonely. I've had the privilege to become friends and really lean on the other ladies that are working with us on the ranch, because they understand it. They get it. You know, there's always stress with all families, but when you're not dealing with the stress outwardly, it will definitely impact everyone inwardly. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
The Supreme Court, in a huge win for agriculture and other sectors, has overturned 40 years of legal precedents that gave agency bureaucrats regulatory powers the courts had to respect. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart says the latest Supreme Court ruling is monumental.
If we're thinking about long-term impact, I would say this is easily one of the biggest decisions we've gotten from the Supreme Court, at least in the last decade.
Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, said the Administrative Procedures Act requires a reviewing court, not an agency, to interpret the law. He called misguided Chevron's presumptions that ambiguities in the law are implicit delegations of authority by Congress to the federal agencies. Hart says Chevron allowed the Environmental Protection Agency to reinterpret Congress's vague WOTUS statute 14 times until the High Court finally stepped in.
Every time we got a new president, every time we got a new set of priorities, that definition changed, and the features that were on your property changed. It significantly